Vlad, I want to go on the record because I know what's going to happen. I'm going to say what I'm about to say about the Dolphins. And then when the season gets closer, I'm going to start flip-flopping and changing my mind and saying, oh, no, hold up. Okay, so we've seen this Dolphins team the past 2 or 3 years basically get into the playoffs barely. They can't beat a winning team. They can't win in the cold weather. So this year, they finish 8-9. The only winning team they beat were the Rams, and at the time, the Rams weren't a winning team. They were getting healthier. They couldn't win in the cold weather. Tua's basically anything 45 degrees or lower, he's 0-8, 0-9. Chris Greer can't draft that well. He hits on some guys every once in a while. Mike McDaniel, maybe the league's figured him out. Maybe he just had an off year. Tua can't stay healthy. So what do you do, Vlad, when you're kind of middling around for the past couple of years in the offseason? What theoretically, what are you supposed to do? What do good organizations do?
Streets need a body.
Yeah. So what do you do if you're the Miami Dolphins? Whose body do you offer to the streets?
The wide receivers coach.
Wes Welker.
Yeah.
And the special teams coach. So you don't change anything. Yet we're expected that the past 3 years, forget about it. We're going to be different next year, Vlad. We're going to run it back, basically. Going to be different, though. We're going to start winning in the cold weather. We're going to beat Buffalo. We're going to stay healthy. We're going to win in the cold. We're going to win against winning teams with the exact same team that we've had basically and personnel for the past 3 years. So I'm here to tell you right now, right here, Vlad, next year, I know what the Miami Dolphins are going to look like. A whole lot of what they look like this year. You're going to be basically give or take around 500. You're going to lose to good teams and you're going to lose in the cold weather. I've said it. Now, we've marked the tape. As the season gets closer, I can hear myself. Oh, no, Tyreek Hill's going to go out there and want to prove this year that he belongs and that last year was a mistake and that Tua's working on his health. He's going to slide. He's going to stay out of harm's way. He's going to show you that that 1 year that he was healthy, he can do that over and over again. Jaylen Waddle, he's got his money. He's ready to rock and roll. Mike McDaniel's going to play call. He's figured out that the league's figured him out, so he's going to counter. Chris Greer, he's going to make some good draft picks because his job is on the line. This team is going to win 12 games. Vlad, can you hear that already?
Oh, after the draft? Absolutely.
When the season gets closer, oh, man, you got to see him in practice. This team's together. Hopefully, Calais Campbell will be back. You know Chop Robinson, what he did last year. I'm going to do it. I can tell. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to do it. But I've gone on the record. You're crazy if you think the same team they've been playing with for 3 years, same organization that they've had for 3 years, going to yield a different result. With that, though, I can see, man, Tyreek Hill.
So let me ask you this then, Kuze. Why? I mean, obviously I know why. But why do you feel this way? And then why do you feel like you know you're going to change your mind?
The reason I feel this way now is because I'm rational and I've gotten away from it enough. I'm out of it enough. I'm at that point of the year where now, like, the season's over. The next season is way, way, way off in the distance. I can be rational. And I can look at the facts and say, how are you going to get a different result with the same variables? We have a track record. And I'm frustrated like most Miami Dolphins fans. And I think like most Miami Dolphins fans, I'm going to get hopeful after the draft, after preseason, once the season starts. But Vlad, I'm saying right now, right, to believe that we're pretty much going to be what we were last year, Miami Dolphins wise.
All right. Let me play.
You're going to play the other side? Actually, I think you're going to win the Super Bowl next year.
Let me play the other side.
Talk me into it. Because I want to believe. I don't believe right now.
Because it's like, all right, here's the thing. If they should, here's how you're going to get confident and more excited about your team. You start seeing them shoring up the areas of weakness. So, for example, say they draft an offensive lineman, sign a couple of offensive linemen in free agency. Therefore, the offensive line, you feel like it's more fortified. Then you feel like Tua could play a whole season. So then you can go by the fact that, hey, he played a whole season ago and, you know, you got to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Fine.
Could have been a two seed.
See, the thing about it is, the problem with the Dolphins And this is what I'm looking, and I'm looking at the other side, is that even if you everything goes right, you still have this one thing about they can't be good teams and they can't play in the cold.
Right.
And you're not going to be able to erase those narratives until you actually do it. So therefore, next season, the games that they have, you know, we don't know how teams are because you can, you know, Lord knows my team was the Jets. You think a team is good on paper and then they're not good on paper. They're not good on the field. So we don't know what 2025 is going to look like, but they do. If you're going by 2024 standards, you play the Bengals next season.
Mm.
You play the Ravens next season.
Mm.
You play the Steelers next season.
Mm.
The Browns. Mm. I mean, I don't know who their quarterback is going to be, but depending on where you play them and when you play them, because I think you're going back to Cleveland again next season. Yeah. So, and then you're playing the NFC South. Who knows?
Terrible.
And then you got to go against, and then you still got to go against, you know, your daddies, which is Buffalo.
Yeah, got to play Buffalo. You got cold games in New York and maybe a cold game in New England probably.
So, but if you shore up those areas of weakness, right, you start get a running game. What if you start seeing a running game, a concerted effort to stick with the running game?
Oh, because the last 3 years we've been told that they're going to make a concerted effort to stick with the running game. And all 3 years they have done the exact opposite. They're supposed to do it differently. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm getting on to my point too much.
Oh, no, you sound like me. I'm sounding like you right now.
We're trying to reverse the role.
Yeah, it's role reversal. But that's the only way. Because listen, when your team disappoints you, you just want to stay. It's like you're paying attention, but you don't want to hear. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you don't want to hear anything from them, but you're still paying attention of what's going on with them. All it takes is once February, what's the day? February 9th is the Super Bowl?
Okay, yep.
Okay. Once February 10th hits, all the anger, all the frustrations is out the window. Because guess what? What fans may have wanted, which was, you know, more bodies on the streets, was told by 7:30 January 5th, you knew that wasn't happening.
There was a prepared statement before the game.
Right. So 7:30 Eastern in New York, January 5th, you knew that there was two bodies that weren't going to the streets. So then therefore, now you just got to be more frustrated, more angry until the 2024 season ends and then the 2025 season begins a month later. And you start making moves, you start signing players, that gets you excited because now you're starting to, okay, they're trying to do something. You start seeing what the vision is for this upcoming season, and then that gets you motivated until kickoff in September.
I don't know if we've talked about this, Vlad. You know, we always say this is the year they have to do it. You've actually said for a couple times over the past last year that they're not actually this isn't the year. 2025.
Yeah, I said this was the year. Like, if you really think about it,
this is really the year.
They could have, like, even though it was nasty work, because when you look at the state of the AFC, some teams moved up, a lot of teams moved down. You thought that with the talent that the Dolphins had, the chemistry, they've been together, the nucleus have been together for 3 years now. You thought this was a chance for them to take that step. We all thought Buffalo was going to take a step back, and we were wrong. Anybody who had the Jets was wrong.
Yeah.
I was definitely wrong.
I was wrong.
Cincinnati struggled. So,
man.
Right?
You like, could have gotten it going just a little bit earlier.
But you look at the things that happened, like, okay, and the number one thing is get a freaking adequate backup quarterback that in case Tua does have to miss 2 to 3, 4 games, that you're not going 1-3. You can go 2-2, 3-1.
This is the thing for me this year. If we finish 8-9 or 9-8, I don't want to hear any excuses. Oh, somebody was hurt or, oh, we had to
Nah, fam, you finish 8-9.
No excuses.
If you
no
finish,
excuses.
No, this is playoff. This is not even playoffs. But this is not even playoffs or bust. This is like playoffs and get it. You have to get a win in the playoffs.
And I don't want to hear any excuses. If they finish in the middle of the pack, 8-9, 9-8, and don't really do anything, I don't want to hear the injury tool was hurt. And there is no excuse. It doesn't matter if you had to forfeit 3 games due to, I don't know, whatever craziness. Stephen Ross is out there trying to recruit Barack Obama as our next general manager. I don't care what it is. No more excuses.
That would be good.
It's weird. Yeah, actually, I think you do.
I think you do a really good job, bro. I think Barack would talk guys into like taking a little bit less.
Yeah, and I mean, he would do his research and all absolutely. His hard work. He could get free agents. Imagine if you're a free agent and the president and the first lady who just had a birthday the other day. Happy birthday, Michelle. Showed up at your house or called you on the phone and said, "We'd really like you to come down here to South Florida.
Dan,
have a beer with me.
I would like to have dinner with you."
I'll be like, "Whoa!
Let's go meet at Joe Stone Crabs.
I think we got something here. Fire Chris Greer, hire Barack Obama."
I would always wonder why presidents who love sports never try to get into
sports.
Yeah, he loves sports. Like, try to be a president of an NBA team or NFL team.
The campaign has begun. Fire Chris Greer, hire Barack Obama.
It,